5. French Spider-Man climbs world's tallest building. Daredevil climber Elaine Robert, known as the French Spider-Man, defied stiff winds and rain to climb the world's tallest skyscraper, Taipei 101 last Saturday. Robert, dressed in a red rain jacket, tights, and climbing shoes, shimmied up ropes hung down the sides of the 101-story, 1,667-foot office tower, reaching the top in around 4 hours. "It was a very big moment, and I felt a lot of satisfaction, as I was already so tired and nearly all my muscles were painful. I felt completely relieved," said Robert after taking the ride down in one of the tower's elevators, the world's fastest. Several hundred onlookers and shoppers gathered at the base of the tower, watching and cheering Robert's progress via live images beamed onto a large television screen. At times, he disappeared from view as clouds whipped past the top of the tower, enveloping the upper levels. The 42-year-old Frenchman has scaled scores of well-known structures around the world, including the Empire State Building and the Eiffel Tower, often without permission or any safety equipment or ropes. This time, Robert was wearing a harness attached to safety ropes for the entire climb. He used the ropes to pull himself up most of the way, using his hands and feet to climb up the walls for only short sections. "Everybody knows me throughout the world for my ascents, climbing free solo without using safety devices. Just with my bare hands, but this time the game was a bit different," Robert said. He said the management had requested he wear the ropes and safety equipment, which had also become necessary due to rain making the windows and frames very slippery. Robert said he was hopeful of returning to attempt the climb without any ropes. The $1.7 billion Taipei 101 last year surpassed the twin Petronas Tower in Kuala Lumpur, which Robert has also scaled, as the world's tallest building. The shopping mall at the base of Taipei 101 has already opened for business, but the building will be officially opened on New Year's Eve.